Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of June 2017, and this is the 598th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's 3:15 on Monday, and it's quite a beautiful day outside, although I haven't been out there. It's a public holiday here in Australia, a public holiday for the Queen's birthday, which is a bit of a strange thing. It's not her real birthday, but I think it was made her official birthday because in England, or in Britain, I should say, her real birthday in April is often on a day that is quite grey and wet. And so this official birthday was made in midsummer so that there could be garden parties and various things like that. But England does not have a Queen's birthday public holiday, and Australia does here in midwinter. Anyway, I'm enjoying it. On public holidays, I let myself sleep in. It's only on public holidays that I do that. And so it's a really big treat to sleep in. I woke up early. I woke up around dawn, I suppose, and then I fell asleep, and I fell asleep so soundly that I didn't hear the sirens this morning. And then when I did reawake, it must have been about 8 or a bit after. And I was reading in bed. I thought I always, when I have my lions, I have breakfast in bed too. So I was just really reading for the duration of my muesli. But the book I was reading demanded focus. And I just realised it wasn't the kind of book to be picked up and put down, really. Although it could be. Another part of me thinks, yes, it could be picked up and put down, but I would want to do it much more slowly, and I'd want to do it with a notebook in hand. In fact, I rather regret that I didn't have a notebook in hand. Maybe I shall need to read it again. It demands focus, not because it is complicated, but because it is about focus in a way, about unflinching focus, and about thinking deeply, allowing oneself to think deeply about things. It's Heather Rose's The Museum of Modern Love, and the book is set around the artist Marina Abramovich's performance art in New York, called The Artist is Present, in which she sat for something like 75 days every day in this museum space, and people came and sat opposite her. It's a beautiful book. I really, really recommend it. And it also reminded me a lot of when there was an exhibition here of hers. I think she was here in person for the setting up, but she wasn't here in person for the rest of the exhibition. But there were several exhibits that I was reminded of when I was reading that. And also there was a room that you could go into. You had to go through this sort of ritual of removing some of your, I was going to say clothes, well, not really. You only had to remove your shoes and your bag. I mean, anything that you had with you other than your clothes. And then you put on a white boiler suit and were taken into this long dark room, not pitch dark. The only part of it which was illuminated was this long table, with chairs all along it either side. And I'm now trying to remember that you were, each person sitting there was given a pile of rice and lentils, I think. And the idea was just to sort the dark lentils from the white rice. And I loved it. I really loved it. I could have stayed there all day. I was with somebody else who wasn't quite so absorbed by it. And anyway, they came up to me and told me they were closing, and I suddenly realised I was the only person in the room. And I don't know how long I'd been there, a long, long time. So there is something about this kind of focusing very strongly on one thing that very much appeals to me. So I stayed in bed and read the book. I didn't get up until about 11, which put a bit paid to my plan that I made. I spent quite a lot of time yesterday afternoon making a plan. A deadline coming up, and I felt that I needed a reality check, so it seemed a good idea to make a plan. But ultimately, my plan has not been followed today so far. It will, of course, be followed very soon, because I've got Qigong at 4:30, and as I said, it's nearly 3:30 now. So I'll need to allow myself half an hour to get in. So actually, I've only got a relatively short time after I've uploaded this podcast to get ready and wander into town. And then after this, I'll try and get into the planning session with Michael Nobbs on the Creativity Circle. I'm usually only able to do that for a short time. And then I've got bell ringing. But those are all things that are external boundaries or external things that I want to do. Getting myself to follow my own timetable, I find much, much harder. And I was talking to my sister yesterday, and we both went to a school in a very rigid schooling where everything was timetabled to the nth degree. It wasn't just schooling, it was home as well. So we would have a very scheduled day, and then we would have a very scheduled after and before school, with kind of pingers and things to time us. And I think I have still not really quite got over the wanting to break free of that. And certainly when I was talking to my sister, that was how she was feeling about it, that it was that she would almost do the opposite than follow the timetable. So I'm actually wondering whether that may not have been the best idea, of the best use of my afternoon yesterday. And I need to find a way where I can instill in myself some sense of intention without frightening myself with boundaries and pressure. A lifelong lesson. I do hope that you've had a good weekend, and that you will have a great day today. If you find yourself lured by something that really speaks to you, as I did with this book, I hope that you can allow yourself to do that. And trust that the right time is when it happens. thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.